very early on, I learned that my little sister was the star of the show. Whether it was her first high-pitched squeals to probably singing some catchy tune on the way in today. However, I can't really say we're opposite. Growing up, we always made my parents wonder who between the two of us was actually louder. Watching her grow up and use that volume to lead others, I couldn't be more proud of my little sister.
I first met Abra during our freshman year, where we began competing in the creed speaking contest. Little did we know we would go on to be competitors, teammates, and great friends. All throughout college and high school, Abra and I have always pushed each other to be the best versions of ourselves and to never give up on a dream. I'm proud to say that Abra will always give a lending hand and help others in need.
Humble, outgoing, and kind. These are just a few words to describe a person who's grown to become a best friend to many, including myself. Whether she's laughing till she can't breathe, or you're lucky enough to catch her letting out an oofta in that Minnesotan accent, she knows how to remain rooted in the moment and live a life that's grounded in something much greater than herself. She's beautiful on the inside and out, and lives daily to serve others and serve her God.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to introduce my little sister
and our best friend, and your 2015-2016 National Central Region Vice President, Abra Meyer.
Look in the mirror and think, man, I look good today. Well, that was me at 12 years old, hairstyled just right, dressed up in my new fashionable pink sweater and pearl necklace, excited to play at my very first Clavinova Piano Festival. My brother had played a time or two and had his piece memorized, but I had that look good, feel good mentality. I had practiced my piece for weeks and was prepared to play it flawlessly. I sat down at the piano, took a deep breath, and began to play as my eyes skimmed the music in front of me. And realized that my printer had cut off some of the notes. In the midst of my reaction, I completely hit the wrong note, but I tried again. And again. And just like Taylor Swift in her love life, I kept trying, but it just never worked. I picked up my piano piece and was headed home in disappointment. I could never understand why I couldn't get that piece exactly right, or the fact that I had to have the music right in front of me to play the correct notes. While my brother could sit down and have his piece memorized in no time. Over the years of piano playing, I began to realize there was a distinct difference in the way we learn the music. While I heard the notes as I plunked away what was in front of me on paper, I rarely listened to the beautiful melody going on around me. While my brother would first listen closely to our teacher play, then match that melody simply from listening. There is a distinct and astonishing difference between hearing something versus listening. Let's try this out for ourselves. Now, last night, a lot of you found that I have a mad love for music. So, here's another song. Listen closely.
I'm sick and tired of trying in a world that is so lying every day. And my deep and mixed emotions of the world, it's always oceans, always say.
Y'all Y'all caught the sound of the book closing, right? No? Well, let's try this again. This time, everyone put our heads down. Focus on listening closely. When we catch the sound of the book closing, look up.
I'm sick and tired of trying in a world that is so lying every day. And my deep and mixed emotions of the world, it's all its oceans, all I say.
Oh my gosh! Literally the whole Colosseum's like, what an incredible moment. And it only takes just a little bit more effort to listen closely. But when we do, we get to experience sweet moments like that. Listening is more than hearing. Our brain can process between 350 and 500 heard words per minute, but we only listen to about 20% of those words. Our attention is competing with Instagram, Snapchat, what's for lunch today, and what Bay is doing after school this afternoon. We are quick to respond and slow to listen. And I get that this whole listening thing isn't easy because, to be quite frank, I am not good at it. In fact, I can be horrible at it sometimes. And as much as I need to listen to this message myself, it's a message worth sharing. It's so easy to simply hear everything going on around us and respond with what we feel is necessary, but listening is more than hearing. And we've got to become better listeners because it's key to building relationships, learning new things, and loving others. This year, I've gotten to venture all across this great country, from Maine to Oregon, Florida, Kansas, and Kentucky, and many other states. But one of my greatest adventures was this past April when my teammate Taylor and I arrived in New York to visit the John Brown High School in New York City. We sat down the day before to map out our trek into the Big Apple. I thought, well, can't be too bad. It's only 30 miles from the hotel to the school. And now everybody in the country here is thinking, yeah, 30 miles, 30 minutes. And everyone from the city is like, this girl is crazy. 30 miles? That'll take hours. And you're right. After about 15 minutes of using our best friend Google, we found out what the commute really was. Shuttle ride to the airport, get off at station P4, take the air train to the train station, get on the New Jersey Transit, headed towards Penn Station, stop at Penn Station in Manhattan, transfer to the Long Island Railroad train number 7, stop when we reach Flushing and Main Street, then take bus Q44 5 blocks to Main Street 63rd, walk 446 feet, and you have arrived at your final destination. Yay! Taylor and I had agreed that if we can make it there without getting lost, we were champs. And we did. We made it to John Brown, spent the day with brilliant members, and eventually it was time to return home. And you guys know what that means. Take bus Q44, 5 blocks to Flushing and Main Street, hop on Long Island Railroad train number 7, headed towards Penn Station, stop at Penn Station in Manhattan, find the red light, headed towards Trenton, and on the New Jersey Transit, go to the airport, stop when we reach there, reach the air train, take it to station P4, take the hotel shuttle ride back to the airport, and boom, be home. Well, shoot, if we can do it once, then we can do it twice. We were owning navigation until we reached Penn Station, only to realize we had 4 minutes to reach our train. I turned to Taylor and said, dude, Tay, we can catch this train, but we've got to move fast. Then she responded, Abra, I don't think that's the right train. Then I responded, Tay, I think it is. It says it's headed towards Trenton. We've got to go now. We're going to miss it. Then she said again, I really don't think so, Abra. But I was determined that it was. So we bolted down the stairs to catch it. And did we make it? Oh, we made it all right. We made it on the train to Trenton. The express train. And guess where the express train doesn't stop? The airport. Yay! What should have taken us 2 hours to get back took 4. And I could tell when we made it back to the hotel that Taylor was upset. She had every right to be. I cared more about communicating what I wanted and getting on that train than taking the time to stop, listen to what Taylor had to say, and trust that what she was saying was right. I was hearing her, but I wasn't actually listening. That day, I learned the importance of listening. While hearing built communication between Taylor and I, listening continues to build our relationship each and every day. We can all think of a time where we wish we would have stopped and listened, and we need to ask ourselves right now, am I hearing what others say, or am I actually listening to them? Here at convention, are you hearing or are you listening to your ag teacher, the session speakers, your fellow FFA members? What relationship can you strengthen simply from being a better listener? Imagine what this world would look like if we stopped to listen to the valuable thoughts of those around us. Hearing builds communication, no doubt. But listening builds relationships. Listening is more than hearing. And all of the parents in the house know a group of people who preach the importance of listening. They stand knee-high to a grasshopper. That's right, little kids. Take, for example, 3-year-old YouTube sensation Mateo. Mateo knows all about telling Linda, his mother, to listen. And while I find it absolutely hysterical and super cute, it reminds me of this little boy I knew quite a few years ago who always insisted his family listen to him. It was the middle of summer and his parents had ventured overseas for vacation. So they dropped him and his little sister off to spend time with their grandparents on the Mississippi River. They spent time on their boat, fishing and tubing, but one thing that he and his sister loved doing together was riding their bikes. It seemed like any other day where they asked Grams and Gramps if they could take their daily lap around town. With a nod of approval, they grabbed their helmets and bikes and were headed up the road. The ride was going just fine. And per usual, little sister was jabbering big brother's ear off. Then it happened all too quickly. The brother and sister were approaching a stop sign. The little sister was talking, and the brother began to yell, "Slow down! Stop! There's a car coming!" But the little girl continued talking and never even saw the stop sign. In the blink of an eye, she was slammed off her bike by the oncoming car and lay there on the ground. We all might be asking ourselves, what in the world happened? Why didn't the little girl stop? Was she okay? Don't worry. I was okay. In fact, I walked away with barely any injury, but it would have saved my grandmother a lot of tears. A dangerous accident and a trip to the urgent care 2 weeks later from an infection in my leg, if I would have stopped talking and started listening. As I replay that afternoon in my head, all I was doing was continuing to respond to my brother with more and more chit-chat as we approached the stop sign I never even saw. I thought, I know better than him. I don't need to stop. I heard what he was saying, but all I did was continue to respond. Imagine how different that situation might have played out had I stopped talking and started listening. I would have learned that there was a car coming from the opposite direction that would slam me off my bike and knock me to the pavement. It was not a difficult concept to grasp, but even at 10 years old, my pride told me to hear, but not to listen. You know, when we hear, we respond, often with more talking. But when we listen, we learn more about what's happening around us. Listening is difficult. We want to be the first to speak, the first to respond, the first to answer, and I am all too guilty of this. I have to admit, I love being right. I get excited about being the next person to share. But the reality is, when we're only hearing what others say just so we can respond, we lose every opportunity to learn and grow from the people around us. How amazing would it be if we were slow to speak, slow to respond, and quick to listen? If every chance we had in our ag room, we sought out advice from our ag teacher and our friends. When was the last time you sat with someone without saying a word and listened to what they had to say? When we hear, we respond. When we listen, we learn. Listening is more than hearing. This past December, my teammates Abby, Sydney, and I walked into the doors of Lincoln High School in Arkansas. And at lunch, I took a seat. Yeah, give it up for Arkansas. And at lunch, I took a seat next to a girl named Kaylinda. Quickly enough, I found that Kaylinda and I had a lot to talk about. And she wasn't shy to share how much she loved being in ag class and taking care of her animals. But as I spoke with Kaylinda more, I realized that her story went much deeper than the both of those. You see, Kaylinda hasn't been dealt the best circumstances in life. Her little brother was born blind with cerebral palsy, severely affecting basic motor skills and muscle movements that most of us have. Because of a serious accident, her mother's sciatic nerves in both legs were pulled and damaged, leaving her permanently disabled even to this day. And as if Kaylinda hasn't been dealt enough, a few years ago, on the night before Christmas Eve, her house burnt down, leaving her family with close to nothing. Kaylinda's opportunities have been very limited compared to what we've had. And while she has every reason to sit around and be bitter towards life, instead she puts aside those circumstances and listens to others. Kaylinda's uncle Nathan was born mentally disabled, and throughout the past year, he's played on a Special Olympics softball team. One day, as he was getting ready to leave for a tournament, he explained to Kaylinda that his team was short two players. And while Kaylinda really could have just sat around, moped about her own problems, and simply heard Nathan's problem as an act of courtesy, instead, she listened to him and volunteered both herself and her sister to play with him that day. They ended up playing in 8 softball games that Saturday, and she continues to play with him today. I will always remember her saying, "Abra, I see it as imperfect people being shown perfect love." Whether it's playing softball with her uncle Nathan, taking care of her mom and brother when her dad's away at work, or praying over the homeless on a recent mission trip this summer, Kaylinda listens to others and loves with her pure heart. Hearing is an act of courtesy. Listening is an act of love. Listening is more than hearing. Listening requires more than just our ears. It requires our mouths to close, and it calls our hearts to love. While hearing sits aside and doesn't require action, listening takes action. It makes us a better brother, sister, son, daughter, student, and friend. I have met members across this country who embody listening over hearing. Sam Johnson from Fleming County, Kentucky, could move a freight train with the size of his heart as he listens to strangers who quickly become his friends.
I love you,
Al Schwalbe from Beulah, North Dakota, listens to the needs of his teammates and learns from them. Kenzie Creighton from Elida, New Mexico, listens completely in an act of love to understand others' faith, perspective, and purpose in this world. Look around you. Who is someone that needs to be shown that love simply from you listening to them? Are you hearing them just to be nice? Or are you listening because you care? Hearing builds communication. Listening builds relationships. When we hear, we respond. But when we listen, we learn. Hearing is just an act of courtesy. Listening is an act of love. If we want grace and understanding in our relationships, we must listen. If we seek wisdom and knowledge of who we are and we're created to be, we must listen. If we hope to have patience and love people, we must listen. Take off the headphones that dull the noises of life around you. Learn something from your parents, siblings, teachers, and friends. Listen to the needs of the people in your home and community completely in an act of love. Ladies and gentlemen, members and guests, realize that listening is more than hearing.
Addiction to coffee, it is no wonder that you are driven, energetic, and passionate with all you do. From dollars to donuts, you are rich in love and sweet in your actions. This year, you've put members first and never allowed your busy schedule to hinder relationships. We love your musical talents and your ability to make anything fun. Thank you for your love, your laughter, and your light. Transform, take action, and love always. Nick, Abby, Sarah, Taylor, and Sydney. FFA members and guests, our Central Region Vice President, Miss Abra Meyer.